in a world full of straight people. Aren't you glad there's WOW Presents Plus, the number one place in the world to see Drag Race? RuPaul's Drag Race, say the best drag queen wins. And so much more. Subscribe to WOW Presents Plus. Still only $4.99. Subscribe today as streamed on TV.
Start your engines and join me in the new mobile game, RuPaul's Drag Race Superstar. May the best superstar win. Available now.
Matt, Broadway star, Sirius XM radio personality,
cabaret Bravo legend, TV royalty.
Bravo royalty.
Do you want me to chat in my bio? I'll put a chat in the bio.
Listen, this is a day that is long overdue, and I couldn't be happier. What is the news? The news is John Hill is here. John Hill, how are you?
I'm a homophiliac. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. Okay, so we are speaking on a very important day. Miss George Santos has been given the keys to the street. How are you feeling?
It's a big celebration for Bi Felicia fans everywhere.
Yeah, it's a good one. Bi wig.
Girl,
that's a good
girl
one.
Girl bye. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
sad it took this long.
It really is.
It's shocking. Yeah.
It really is.
And the 114 people voted to not expel him.
Yeah. What's it going to take? It is, the thing that we didn't spend, I think, enough time exploring was the lip tint and the lip gloss. Like, it's, you know, there was a lot of talk about the quarter zips, and there was a lot of talk about, obviously, the campaign finance violations, but the lip tone is something I wish we had, you know, it's deserving of at least a day of news coverage.
We speak a lot about receipts in our world, and I would like to see the Sephora receipts.
Yes, I think we all would.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, and I'm with you. And I mean, I said this a day before, like of all of the monsters, I have a little bit of a soft spot for George Santos. I find him to be so funny.
Yeah.
I have enjoyed this show. Right. I mean, I know that I'm in the minority here, but I have enjoyed it, and part of me will miss him.
He's not going
to
know.
Do you think he'll end up on Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother, or anything like that, or is even that
the Masked Singer? He'll be the toucan on the Masked Singer or something.
Well, you know, she can probably sing because you know that the drag persona did look willing to commit.
He strikes me. He's somebody who can't sing but does a lot of runs. You know what I mean? Like he's runs at karaoke guy
and does the runography
points at the notes that he's not hitting.
Yeah,
the Gaguilera.
That's our boy.
Ooh. Oh, R.I.P. his career.
So, what is this glamorous studio that you're calling in from? Just to set the scene, we've got a keyboard behind us.
Can I brag?
Please.
Okay.
Please.
I went through a big move. I live in a building and I moved 12 feet north. I moved to the apartment next door because it was nicer and I saw it was becoming vacant. And then I personally lime washed this little alcove, which is like a fancy way in the valley in Calabasas. This is like the kind of paint that Beyonce uses. I'm not a painter. I don't have the gay design gene. I don't have a good aesthetic eye. But I lime washed this little alcove. And then this is my keyboard. I play a keyboard standing up, you know, 80s girl band style. Which you would appreciate.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. You're a gem in the hologram.
That's right.
I love it. Okay. So where are you?
I'm in LA.
You're not in Calabasas.
I wish. No, I'm in Melissa Etheridge's basement.
Okay, great. great.
No, I'm not in Calabasas. I live in Hollywood. I live, I like to say Hancock Park, but it's kind of by the Grove.
Okay. Mm. Solid.
Smash and Grab Central.
Love that area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great time of year to live by the Grove. You go, you get your snow, you ride your little trolley.
It's hell on earth. People are lining up for the trolley and they're lining up to sit on Santa's lap. Why do we do that? I guess my parents did it as well. But why do we want to sit on Santa? Why, if you had a child, which I don't, but why would you take it to the Grove to sit on Santa's lap? Just CGI it, green screen it.
I'm on the east side, so I go to the Americana, which is, you know, the Grove.
Yeah.
But you can live there. I am always struck by the people who you can live there. And I know someone who lives there, and it's amazing and aspirational and a beautiful home.
Okay.
But I'm struck by like people who are literally just having family picnics. They bring their kids, even in the office, like, well, obviously they bring their kids to see Santa and the rest of it, but they bring their kids and just like hang out on the grass as if they're in a public park.
Okay. So they do that at the Grove as well. May I just drop a little bit of LA trivia? I'm sure you know this, please. Dave, but you know, the Grove rests uponst a methane reserve. So all these people going to sit on this fake grass and the fake pond and watch the water show, they're just looking at, they're all sitting on a fart reserve waiting to explode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I want to just whisper
nothing,
that.
Nothing, never heard anything more fitting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's the tar pits. We're over here. We are right. Over here by the tar pits. The movie Volcano with Anne Heche.
Oh, right.
I saw it live. I saw that movie in the Beverly Center. And in the film, the Beverly Center becomes ensconced with lava and disintegrates, which was an amazing cinematic experience for me.
Wow. That's LA.
Yeah. And just an important reminder of what's in store for all of us probably in 2025.
Or tomorrow.
If not sooner. Yeah. John. The holiday season is upon us. What do you have in store? I mean, you're performing, obviously. We're going to talk about that too, but are you doing family stuff? What's going on?
What do I have in store? I actually just responded to a text from my mother. I am going to be here in LA. I'm not going to go home. I don't really go home. My family's from Texas. I don't really go home all the time I kind of space it out years at a time. Every few years, I'll go home for a couple of days and visit, but I like to be at home in LA. That's what I like to do for the holidays.
I do too.
Is that lame? Should I be more adventurous?
Not at all.
Yeah. No, I did it. I did it once and it was fantastic. It's nobody's here.
Yeah.
Because truly the problem with LA is all the other people in it. And when they go, it's like, it is such a more manageable city. Even like Coachella weekends, it's like, oh, I could live here.
Right.
But they
well, that's the day you want to go to the Grove and see a movie. Absolutely. It's Christmas Day.
100%. Yes. I'll be here. I have a fire. I have a WFP, a working fireplace. I crank her up and I spend time with my dog. And I will see like three friends and I'll eat a lot and then I'll go to sleep. And then, you know, I usually do an end of the year special for SiriusXM. We kind of start to work on that right after Christmas Day.
Okay. Fabulous. How is it going at SiriusXM? What is have you been in the studio?
Yeah, it's great.
It's nice,
right? I think the last time you were at the show was before the pandemic, right?
For my show.
Yeah, I think it was like 2019, right before.
Okay.
It's actually really good right now. I feel like Andy and I are in a groove. We signed a new kind of three-year deal. So we have 2 years left of that. So it's kind of nice to know that you're going to be at a certain place for a couple of years and just kind of settle in. There's like, we're enjoying it. My show is going great. It's good. It's good. Yeah. I think it's like we have a good vibe right now.
Yeah. It's like the studio's coming around. Like people are starting to show up. John Mayer's popping by the studio.
He's down the hall. I saw him in the parking lot the other day. Lovely.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. It's usually
the studio.
Dead and empty. I do too.
Love that place.
I wish, that's kind of, you know, that's the joy of like doing weekends on one music channel. It's like, yeah, you can pop by the studio and like any, you know, especially in New York, anyone could be there, you know?
Right. There is something nice too about being in a place that has office supplies or just water, you know, or a pen.
This
and
notebook
paper.
That I stole? Yeah.
Oh, exactly. I have so much. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's nice to be reminded that you can do this in a professional way and not only on Zoom. Like when we book someone and they ask, like, where do you record? I'm like, what do you mean? Where does anyone record? I went to the studio and I was like, oh right, I forgot that this is an option.
Yeah. And then you can go to the Jerry O'Connell school of thought and do it from earbuds in an Uber on the way to the talk, which he did the other day on our show. Right. And it's like, there's no reason why not to. He's gonna say the same things, maybe even more entertaining. He was at a bus stop at one point. He got out of the Uber, sat on a bus stop, people ordered a coffee while broadcasting live. It was really inspiring.
Mm.
Yeah.
So it's
so John, what are you watching at the moment, or have you seen any of the big movies?
Yes.
What are you loving right now?
Surprisingly, I'm into Squid Game: The Challenge. Mm-hmm. Am I the only one?
I am too.
Okay.
No, I'm with you. And I have resisted it. I was just telling Dave, like, my husband's into it and I've been judging him and watching moments over the shoulder. And last night I was like, okay, fine. And then
I officially on the record would never care. But it does kind of ping the part of me that does like a Big Brother every now and then, or an Amazing Race even. It's just I don't know how they did it. It's great. It's so good. And every time you start to think that they're pushing a storyline or there's a hero or whatever, they kill them. They're just out. And then there's someone new. You can't disengage. You have to stay engaged. I love it. I'm riveted.
Can you imagine yourself playing the game?
Well, that's the fun part about watching those shows. You always think, what would I be like? Who would I be for? I think I would be so bad on that show. I don't have, I lose all sorts of any sort of smarts that I would ever think I might have. They go out the window and I'm like, you can win. I would bail out. I would be too afraid to and fight. I can't do it.
I feel the same way about Survivor. Anything like that, day one, I'd be like, I'm out. I'm not even, it's not worth the humiliation of me trying here. Kill me now.
I don't have a strategic villain side of me. I could do fun friend team stuff. And then if I would try to lie, it would backfire.
Have you seen the latest episode?
Yes.
And who do you think is going to
win? Well, hold on. I'm up through the falling through the glass bridge. So I think I might have one more. I might be behind one.
Oh, I think you have one more.
Oh, God. Okay.
Well, but who are you rooting for if you know?
Here's the thing. I don't trust everyone's up her ass.
Everyone might take it.
And absolutely not. Don't trust her. I think she's full of shit.
Mm. Is she the Joe Santos of the show?
I don't believe a word she says. I don't believe the tears. I don't. I just don't.
Okay.
I like the guy with the long hair.
Did you?
I like the guy with long hair, and I like a long beard.
Love him. He's also handsome.
I gotta get in on this.
You do.
Did you Golden Bachelor?
I watched one episode and I cried within the first 5 seconds, and then I jumped back in for Pickleball, and then I was like, "What am I watching?" And then I started watching Escaping Twin Flames. That was my Golden Bachelor journey.
Okay. Okay.
That seems right. And I think you saw everything you needed to see.
Probably. I haven't seen the finale yet.
But. I guess the headline is that he wasn't the golden man we were presented as.
Not so golden.
But Bachelor is ridiculous.
Of course it is.
Listen, of course it is. But usually you know right away that they are sinister. Right. And we really were fed like such a wholesome like hero's journey version. I just want to say... Said it from day one when he's telling the story of his wife's tragic death. Mm-hmm. I had some questions about how that went down. And I wasn't going to say this publicly, but then my friends put me on blast on their podcast. So, yes, I have some suspicions about Gary. And I think that I feel a little redeemed now that these other stories about his past are coming out. I've been watching it through more of a true crime lens. If you know.
Brilliant. Yeah, absolutely. The detail in the Hollywood Reporter story that made me stand up out of my chair was the going out on a dinner date with the girlfriend and always asking her to Venmo him her half so that he could pay the bill, so that he could be seen.
Yeah,
that is diabolical. And I kind of admire it, but it's diabolical. It's bad behavior. It's very bad behavior.
Oh, sometimes I cannot get into the psychology of a hetero 70-year-old man. I don't know if that's a place I want to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A boomer,
here it is.
Straight.
Especially this
boomer.
One.
Yeah.
With a lake house. Mm-hmm. That's, yeah. There's,
I don't want to be there.
Happens in a lake house.
No. And I don't like pickleball. I know everyone else does. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh, John. Have you played?
No. And I know, but I'm scared too because then I'll like it.
It's fun to play.
Listen,
it's fun to play.
If you ever want to give it a try, I'll get us a court at Plummer Park and your life will change.
It is. Okay. It's fun. But like Los Angeles, the problem is the other people. Right. If you can get a foursome that you trust and you can hang on to that foursome and everyone's approaching it with the same level of commitment, then it's great. But sometimes it's a round robin kind of thing and you end up with three very competitive 65-year-olds. Who are like not there to have fun, but there to win. So I've had that experience a few times. So
my soul just shrank. Yeah, I would try it for you, Matt and Dave.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll get a fourth and we'll keep it.
It's all about the foursome. You're exactly right, Dave. I've joined a gay league.
Oh, no.
Not to brag.
Oh, no.
And we're done now. The league is done for the season. But I did go in just literally looking for people to play with more regularly. And it was pretty cutthroat. Mm. Like, I'm in the low intermediate, and people there were some real killers there. Let's just say that after one of the games, well into the season, you'd play with different people every time. After one of the games, the guy said to me, "Wow, that's the first game I've lost all season." And I was like, "Oh, well, stick with me, babe."
Yeah, not to brag.
You'll lose many more.
Now, is there like a crossover between pickleball and like the old intramural WeHo kickball leagues of yesteryear? Same type.
This is the same, okay. Yes, org that
I did try that one time.
And talk to us.
Game?
It reminded me of being on the playground as a child and being mercilessly bullied. It reminded me too much of dodgeball. It's the same ball, the big red ball.
And that level of bullying, I have to imagine, is extra rough because it is often people who were themselves bullied and have carried on to that back. Anger and resentment for decades. That's and they right. can now unleash it mm-hmm. on handsome John Hill.
Well, they think, you know, I'm a tall person, so they think that I'm extra sporty in that regard, and I am not. So they want to hit you extra doubly hard. Uh-huh. But that's cower. When any ball, just like Clueless, just ball is flying toward my face, I will mm-hmm. flatline. Mm-hmm. Can't
sure.
do it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Same. And I've had the same experience. But then something about getting like kind of good at something later in life is healing.
Listen, I'll try it. I'll do
pickleball. I never thought I could do
it. The balls are small. I'll try it.
Balls are small.
Yeah. And they're light.
The field is small.
They're easy to catch too.
That's the other thing. It's embarrassing. When I play hand-eye coordination-ish type of activities, such as tennis, I can't hit it. It's embarrassing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, is that like a kind of gay stage fright where it's like you're suddenly back in grade school and you're just like you can't, you're self-conscious, you can't relax.
Yeah, that's you don't want to disappoint your dad who's looking at you like, bring it home for the family. The one, I'll tell you this, the one basket I ever made when I was forced to play basketball as a child was in the wrong team's basket.
Oh, wow. That's
why would you switch every other, I don't know if you call it an inning, but whatever it is in basketball, suddenly now you're in the next basket. That never made sense to me.
Oh, it's just one more thing to think about.
They did that.
Yeah, I was so excited to make that basket, and I turned, and I expected to see my parents cheering, and they were covering their faces in shame.
Oh God, John Hill, tragic. So we're at the end of 2023. Mm-hmm. What are some of your entertainment highlights of the year?
God. Okay. Let's just start with number one. I predictably, am 22 hours into My Name Is Barbara. I've never been the biggest Barbara Streisand fan. But I'm riveted by the audiobook.
I bet.
I've never heard anything. I've never heard a story this great ever told this well.
Give me a highlight.
22 hours. And you're not even halfway through.
I'm more than halfway because it's 48 hours and I don't do math well. But I think that's right over the halfway mark. I have like one day left basically. Wow. Highlights would be, every 2 seconds I'm like, I have to remember this time code to post it. And I've just let it go. You have to just listen to it. It's insane. It's insane, but meticulous. And she tells a story about, you know, she was sitting in her jacuzzi and she noticed that the black tiles looked really pretty when the sun hit them. So that made her think, I should do an album cover with this on it, which led to an album called The Wet Album. And then she was like, I had the cover. So then I had to figure out what the songs were going to be. Just going through. And I don't even know these albums. I remember having to sweep out the garage at home. That was my chore on the weekends. And my parents had an old dusty vinyl copy of the BG. Is it Guilty?
Guilty.
Is that what it's called? Yeah.
Yep.
And listening to that, thinking this is what adults find sexy and smooth. And now that I'm hearing her talk about it, it's just bringing it all back. She talks about she painstakingly goes through. I've never seen the movie The Way We Were. She talks about the entire plot of that movie and that she resented them having cut 3 scenes and Sidney Pollack, the director, cut them. She was angry about it. She doesn't think the movie makes sense without him. So she took the raw footage of the film and put it in her personal vault. 25 years later, she said, it's the anniversary. Can we recut it? They said, no. Now this year, 2023, is the 50-year anniversary. She went to the studio and said, can you recut it? And they said, no. And she goes, great. I'm going to prove to you why you need to. This is 50 years. She's been saying, I'm right about this. I need to be right. She goes back to Sidney Pollack's original director notes on the film of the days and goes, look, he said, this scene really works. Look, he thought it was good. Because they go, the movie's the movie. We're releasing them. You can't recut it now. They let her do it. And there's 3 minutes. And she's like, without those 3 minutes, it doesn't make sense. But with the 3 minutes added, it makes sense now. 50 years later.
The Way We Were, wow. Snyder
Cut. Is it being re-released?
Snyder Cut, exactly.
Yeah. Are they, what are they doing? Is it going to be on a Blu-ray or?
It's Blu-ray. But then she said on top of that, she was like, no one's buying Blu-ray, so you need to release it on Apple. So I think, I guess you can get her extended director's cut or extended cut on iTunes.
I want you to see this. I want you to witness this. I am buying it with one credit on Audible right now.
That's how I got it.
Yes. It's crazy. It's one credit. It should be two. It's 48 hours long.
Right. It's fascinating. I have such a slow and I have zero attention span to listen to really anything or read anything. Yeah. But listening, or she talks about food. The whole thing is about food. She talks about what food she likes. You know, it's really all about, it's a woman's love, a journey through life with the things she likes to put in her mouth.
I've never been more excited to spend 48 hours.
I'm sold. Does she talk about having the good side, bad side thing?
Yes.
She will only be photographed from one side of her face?
She talks about favoring one, her left side, but that what movie was it? I think it was, it wasn't The Way We Were. What comes next? the one with Robert Redd. No, that's The Way We Were. Anyway, some movie, some director was like, listen, get over that and just trust me. And then at the end of the end, she was like, okay, fine. And at the end of the movie, he was like, listen, just so you know, you're right. The book is all about her being right and talking about why she was right and all the people that thought she was wrong. And proving that she was right. And you have to believe it. It's like evidence to why I was right. That's what the book should be called.
Fantastic. Did you dive into the Britney memoir?
I did not.
Okay.
I did not.
Okay.
But I would listen to that as well.
Yeah. Michelle Williams. I feel like I know the
story.
Job.
I feel like I know the story. And I didn't know Barbara's at all. I feel like I need to know all I need to know. I feel like I know all I need to know about Britney's journey.
Yeah. You're not.
Yeah. And we've heard the Michelle clip about the Justin story with
shocking.
So I think that is all we need to know.
Yes, so cringe.
John, if you'll indulge me, I promise we won't do too much time on this. I mean, you spend a lot of time on both shows in the Housewives universe, so I do want to give you a reprieve from that. But anything from the current shows that's really moving you at the moment?
Yes. You know, I purposely don't watch religiously. I'm starting to do more now, but sometimes I don't. Sometimes I have to leave my work at home or at work. But I'm watching Beverly Hills now. I took a season off watching that now. I'm fascinated with the ruby red grapefruit juice in Sutton's bag at all times. You know what I'm referring to?
I saw it. Yes, it appeared last night. Or
what's going on?
Sutton carries with her a name 'em? I mean, it really all comes down to name 'em.
It's all name
them. I don't know what that means. I just know that I'm supposed to say name them.
That's right.
You are what supposed to name them. How do you explain it, Matt? I mean, she's asking for receipts, I guess. And she just won't stop saying it. My thing with Sutton is that I love ruby red grapefruit juice by Ocean Spray. I think it's a delicious gift of nature.
Mm-hmm.
I think it points to there's something wrong in your life if you have to carry it around like a security blanket. I think it points to a psychological meltdown.
Yeah, there's a lot happening, and I'm not here to diagnose anyone, but in terms of food and alcohol,
agree.
Lots going on with her. I was surprised. It seems to be full sugar ruby red grapefruit. She struck me as a diet grapefruit juice gal, but I don't think it is.
Right. Yes. I at my most unhealthy times in my life, I was compulsively drinking ruby red grapefruit juice. That's all I'll say. I don't know what's going on, but it doesn't, it's bad. I think it's a bad sign. It's a harbinger of chaos.
Yeah.
And who leaves Magic Mike? Who goes to Magic Mike Live and leaves? Oh God. I'm dying to see Magic Mike Live. What I wouldn't give to be a 50-something year old woman at Magic Mike. That's for you. That's for you.
It did seem like she was just hurt that she wasn't getting the attention that the other gals were getting.
Which also I kind of understand that as well.
Yeah. Same. Okay. We can move off Housewives.
I'm watching Salt Lake. That's the other thing I'm watching. I'm
okay. Oh, great. This is, I am too. I'm a couple behind, but this is the first season of any of these shows that I've really.
Really, Dave?
Yeah.
And what do you think of Salt Lake?
I think it's really, it's ridiculous. Like there are characters in this universe who are funny to watch. And I don't know how on purpose that is. I'm not sure what's going on with Mary Cosby. I am going to have to go back and get some context, but she seems, yeah, she is like a, you couldn't write somebody like that. Monica and the mother are totally bizarre and fascinating. It's
did you see Mary Cosby on Watch What Happens Live with Z-Way?
I have not watched that yet.
Oh my god,
Dave.
Yeah, I know.
Get on it. I know. Before the end is end of the year.
It's
okay.
It's abstract.
Uh-huh.
It's actually so strange that it's like it's performance art.
Exactly, Matt. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she's. I love the way that she's being used. She is the star of like all of the franchises right now, but it's also like everyone says they want more from her, but I don't think we'd be safe with more from
Perfectly said. I wondered at Watch What Happens Live. I was like, you shouldn't put this person on television. They shouldn't be, you shouldn't put them on TV. You really shouldn't. Yeah.
Like we're almost bordering on being irresponsible, but like not yet. Right now it's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. I also the last episode that I saw, I believe it's Angie, was talking about it was the Greek Easter brunch, and she was like, you know, I'm so glad you're all here, and like my faith is so important to me, and I'm really inspired by Jesus Christ because he came back from people gossiping about him, and he rose from the dead, and if he can overcome it, then so can I. And it's like I don't know how. Actually like familiar with the story of Jesus you are because it kind of goes beyond like
that's the Greek Orthodox
he rose from people being shady to him,
right?
It's, there's more
they spilt tea on him, so
yeah,
she rose.
Yeah it's so like I got real pleasure from that, and I was like, oh, okay, I think I see this might be my gateway.
Well, the crazy thing about Salt Lake, the backdrop of it, even though they kind of they do talk about it, the Mormonism of it all. It is in Salt Lake. They talk about the Mormon church a lot. But when you stop to think and maybe just take a breath and separate and realize that this religion is insane. This is a batshit.
Insane.
I don't know. I know what I know from like the internet, you know? So, but I think it's so massive. The things that they believe are so insane, you know, believing you get a planet or whatever, and then all these different wives, and then a salamander told this one guy, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, it's no one is addressing that on the show. They address like, oh, it's harmful. You know, they're discriminatory practices, and Heather has had to walk away from the church for that reason. But it's like, but it's also the most batshit story that anyone has ever told.
Yeah. So maybe Angie's interpretation of Jesus coming back from shade is kind of makes sense. I like when she threw her
that
milk.
Might be like doctrine.
She threw her milk and she said hoppa. I like really bringing your Greek character into even your ad libs.
Yeah. And it was so Angie that it was like this huge dramatic insane move, and even then it didn't really
and her face didn't move.
People just moved on.
Her face just stayed the same.
Can I do something? We can cut this out. This is so not for audio, but do you want to see a picture of a cat who looks exactly like Angie
right
K.
Now, immediately.
Yes, I do. And while you call,
don't cut it out.
If I can.
Yep.
I'm holding up a video.
That's like a monkey cat.
Now,
wow.
Am I wrong that this is, that's literally her essence?
Right. She looks drawn. She looks like, she looks drawn. It's beautiful, you know, but she's fascinating to look at. The face is striking.
Yeah, that's how I would say it. What is your take on the rumors about the husband? Do you believe
them? Wait, what are the rumors?
Angie's husband?
Angie's husband, allegedly, like people are talking. I believe the way somebody said it was he's hooked up with a bunch of guys and they're going around town bragging about their sex. So
the guys are bragging about the sex?
The guys are bragging.
Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't heard this rumor, but I'll say, yeah, it's true.
Okay. Yeah. It's always true.
That's the smoke, perfect take.
Yeah.
John, I want to ask about your dating life. What I know about your love life is what everyone knows, you and Andy are famously exes who became best friends, but I don't know what's currently doing in that department. What's
currently doing is a lot of zero, a lot of nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to go out on more dates. I realize I just turned 46. I realize I've had some great loves. Andy and I are still very close. Maybe I do need to not be so close with my exes, but my other best friend is my other ex of 5 years, and I'm close with all of them. Is that Do you guys think that that is inappropriate, or is it just the gay way?
I think that's remarkably mature. I'm close with one ex, but a lot of them I sort of like psychotically burned the bridge and went scorched earth and like can't.
You did or they did?
I did.
Good for you.
I was going to try to make that sound more measured, but no, that was all me.
Good.
So I think it speaks to emotional maturity, and it's a great.
I have a hard time tolerating being around people. People annoy me a lot of times, but the people that I have loved and been boyfriends with, I love being around. They are good. I like them anyway. So I have a hard time finding people to date, because when I'm sitting there talking to someone and they say the one thing that, I don't know, maybe I'm too critical. It just, I'll think to myself, I'm out. I'm done. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm trying to be more patient and forgiving of people and not so isolationist.
Are you ever in the position where you've met someone and you sit down with them and you start to get the sense that I'm sure they want to sleep with you and the rest of it, but they're really like, they want like Bravo tea from you?
No, I don't think it would ever get that far, because I don't have any.
You'd be able to smell that from the.
Yeah. Yeah. And because also I would be, if somebody wants that, I just don't have any. Andy and I specifically don't really talk about it. So we have stuff to talk about on the radio, because if I don't know, then it's easier for him to tell me stuff genuinely.
Yeah.
And I also,
yeah.
Maybe I'm too selfish to be in the world of Bravo tea. I have other things going on, like Squid Game. And not liking pickleball. I'm in demand. My time is very valuable.
Yeah, those are much hotter takes.
Yeah.
Agreed. John Hill, what are you listening to in 2023?
Besides Barbara's 48-hour audiobook.
Besides the audiobook.
I did get my Spotify Wrapped.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I
Who's
did
your top
get
artist?
It. I think
are
it was Muna.
Are you comfortable revealing it?
Yes, okay. I'm comfortable. Listen, a lot of this stuff I am writing songs for my new show. A lot of these things I'm listening to strategically for production reasons or whatever. But like Choice of On Rush was my number one song, but it was because I was trying to learn it on the keyboard for a joke ballad version of it to play my show. So that was my number one song, even though I'm not like jamming out to Rush every day. Muna, I think, is my number one. Taylor was up there. I listened to it all the way to Vegas to see the Eras Tour and back. 1975 is way up there.
Same. Matt, did you rap? Did you do rap?
I didn't do it.
You didn't do it.
I didn't do it.
You got to do it.
You got to do it right now.
I don't even use Spotify. I'm an Apple Music person. Okay.
Did you do
so
Apple
whatever's
Music
Whatever's on
Rewind?
My Spotify would. I don't even know how to do that.
Just go to your home.
By the way, it would. You know what it would be is. Meditation music. Well, not because I love that, but just because I've logged the most hours.
Sure.
Just listening to it like while working and stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff that I would never want to hear like in the car or in any other context. So it's not going to give you an accurate description.
It says that I...
But I do like the Troye Sivan album.
My listening habits were identical to people in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And then there was a review of what that meant. And if you're gay or a white woman... That's the city you got from Spotify Wrapped. What was yours, Dave?
My city was Burlington, Vermont.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that
and
sounds right.
My number one artist of the year, John Hill, was Dolly Dots. Are you familiar with Dolly Dots?
No. Is that an ice cream from space?
Probably. But it's also a Dutch girl group from the 70s and 80s.
Thank you.
They
for this.
Had a variety show on Dutch television, and they released a few English language albums that are fucking ridiculous, because it's like the songcraft is pretty good, but the lyrics are clearly written by somebody who does not speak English well. So they have a song called They Are Roller Skating, and it's about roller skating, and it's just about how like, hey, people are roller skating and it's fun, but it's like it's just a common they, like the world is roller skating, but the song is called They Are Roller Skating, and it like, I don't know about you, but I can't. Yep. There you go.
Got him. I got him. Putting him in right now. Dolly Dots.
Oh, boy. I'll get into Broke. Get into Tell It All About Boys. Get into Bobby's Supermarket. Get into What Goes Up Must Come Down. They're fantastic.
Wow.
And they are no longer active.
I'm looking at them right now. This is brilliant. Yep. They're major. They look like the cast of MILF Manor, which is another one of my 2023 favorite shows.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, they're something else. Dolly Dots.
Did you watch MILF Manor?
I did not.
Matt?
No, I'm ashamed I didn't. It was a 30 Rock bit.
It was MILF
before
Island.
It was a real show, right? That's not.
Oh, right. Well, I met two of the MILFs. I met three of the MILFs, actually.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah. One of them I brought on my show. They did. I think they found it briefly.
They got.
Yeah.
They had sex.
Yeah. I think one of them definitely had sex that I can attest to. Yeah.
Good for them.
Good. Yeah. They're MILFs.
They're MILFs.
Yeah. Living up to the name. John, we have to talk about Wellness Check. Mm. This is your solo musical directed by Tony Winter, Marissa Janet Winokur. I know you've already done shows in L.A., Provincetown. You're doing original comedy pop songs, mm-hmm. which is so impressive. Can you give us a little taste of what the show has in store?
Yeah. I love doing the show. I started, so when Andy and I signed our new deal, I was like, okay, I'm doing this show on the radio. And most people, most stand-ups, I kind of stopped performing live for a long time. But I was like, I have this radio show. There are people listening. They would like to come see me live, or at least 50 people per city every month. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to start just getting up. So last March, I guess, I started just doing a little show here in LA. And I just kind of, my keyboard, I was using like, I had barely kind of started. I wrote songs a long time ago, and then I just would play at home and I would never sing them. I was too embarrassed. And I'm a horrible lyricist if I'm trying to be a real lyricist. But I kind of combined my stand-up and the music, and it kind of clicked for me. So now the show kind of has taken a lot of shape. I was like, just keep getting up and don't tell. I also started doing The Artist Way, which got me snatched.
I did
I'm
too.
On my abundance week.
Oh my God. Has your life changed?
And I, you know what? I have noticed synchronicity. I've noticed moments of synchronicity.
Boom. It's major. Yeah. If you're really honestly open to it, it does work. If you're truly, I had a lot of creativity. I had a lot to say and a lot of stuff going on in my brain, but I was doing nothing with it. And I would just get anxious and then take a nap. Mm-hmm. But because of The Artist Way, because I kind of got a little bit of structure, I was able to finish songs. I was never able to finish. I would have great ideas and then just ditch them. I was like, this is stupid. This is going to be lame. I'm not a great musician. This sucks. But the more action I took, thank you, Julia Cameron, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. the better I got. I'm not an amazing piano player, but the more I bit off what I could chew, and the songs just kind of came. So now there's a bunch of songs, and it's really funny. It's an hour and 15 minutes. I love it. And I don't, because I've worked hard on it. And every time it's a little bit different. Sometimes I'll cut something, you know, in the moment if I feel like the audience needs something different. But I have a bunch of songs that I like to do, and I kind of streamline the stand-up too. So it's like a very funny evening. And you got to come see it. Please come in December the 22nd.
Absolutely.
December 22nd in LA. But do you have one in New York before that?
I do have a residency at the Green Room 42. I do it once a month in New York. The next one is the 14th of December and then January 18th. So I go there every month and I do it. And I also do it here in LA. Sometimes at Lyric Hyperion, sometimes at Dynasty Typewriter. That's where it is.
Two great venues.
Yeah.
Two great, great
venues. It's fun. I'm proud of myself.
Did you finish The Artist's Way?
It should be.
I finished it and I'm doing it again.
Okay. Matt, where are you? What week are you in?
I think I'm in like week 9, really? But I haven't looked at the book in over a week, but I do have been doing the morning pages every single day.
That's the most important part.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does your morning page routine look like, John? Do you just get up and do them?
Yes. I do them and so I don't judge.
No caffeine.
I do caffeine. Because I also get up to do the show at 5. So to get three morning pages in there, I have to do them. And it's basically in the dark before I look at the phone and I just kind of go. And I never judge it. That's what I would do before. I'm like, this is stupid. If anybody finds this when I'm dead, they're going to think I'm an idiot. Once you get over that, then things start to go well too. So I just like write. Even if it's like, I am writing. I can't think of anything. What the fuck is, what is life? Who am I? I know nothing. I'm tired. I wish I were dead. Just keep writing. And then you're like, oh. I did 3 pages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good habit.
That's what they look like.
Mine are completely illegible. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I even write about, I wonder if this should be legible. I wonder if that's part of the goal. I mean, I know it's not meant to be read, but is it ever meant to be revisited?
You are supposed to. I think maybe where you are, like week 9, around there, it tells you in the back, at like the end of the chapter, it says, now go back and read your first few weeks of morning pages. She'll tell you to do that.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Julia. I wish I'd have known. I mean, look, I'm. This is what they look like.
That's perfect.
That's not.
Well, if you know, if you know what it is,
I don't know what it is. I'm telling you.
You don't
right
need
now,
to know. You don't need to be able to read it. You need to be able to make out a couple of words here and there. You don't need to actually read it. Anyway, what we're talking about is a book called The Artist's Way. Definitely do it if you want to complete. If you have a journal that has 75 great ideas for TV shows that you're never going to pitch because you can't seem to finish the treatment, do The Artist's Way and you'll finish your shit.
I love that. So I've done it. This will be the third time, but I've never finished it. The other two times I've done it have preceded massive change.
Right.
And so like once I think I got to like week 7 or 8, and that was literally when I stood in line at MTV. And then my entire life changed. Oh my God, David just got chills. It's weird. And then like things were so strange and exciting that I just sort of never got back to it. And then like again, I did it, and it was like just before I got like my first job writing at Vulture. And then that got sort of busy and I put it away. So I've never finished it, but I'm in an accountability group now where we check in on WhatsApp and Zoom. Okay.
Yes. That's when the first time I finished it was because we had a group.
Yeah. Yeah. If I don't have somebody making me finish, I just won't. Like I lose.
It helps you kind of wrestle with voices in your head if you're someone who struggles with that, which I do. I second guess everything. Like, this is a stupid idea, or someone's going to think of this tomorrow and it's going to be a waste of my time to even finish this idea. Like, those kinds of thoughts used to rule my brain, and they do if I'm not doing a morning page. So just to kind of hear the craziness, you know, and trust that you do have amazing ideas and you do have a great voice like you do, Dave, you know? Matt, keep doing the illegible pages. Yeah.
What's your... talk to me about your artist date ideas, both of you.
My first
listener, if you're not familiar with the Artist Way, which of course you are, if you listen to this show, you're supposed to once a week take yourself out on an artist date. So what are some of your best?
It's an interesting thing because you start to realize that it's really hard to make time for yourself, even though you maybe waste time all the time. So, but planning something, and I used to think it had to be a big braggy show off thing. Like, I'm going to drive myself to the Disney auditorium and see a symphony or listen to a symphony. It can be spending an hour trying a new recipe with yourself and no phone. I drove myself to a bookstore on the East Side just to look around at books one day. It's more about the time you're spending putting yourself as your creativity as your priority. Yeah. It doesn't mean you have to write a sonnet. You don't really have to do anything. It just means that I think telling your subconscious, I'm putting you as a priority. So one time I ran out of time and I was like, you need to do something. So I took myself to the farmer's market at the Grove where I live. I walked to Barnes & Noble, I bought a magazine, and I walked home.
That's enough.
I know it doesn't, but like that is enough.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, I thought.
You walked across that, you know, buried fart land. Mm-hmm.
Exploded. Yeah. One time
I
rearranged my kitchen. That was one that I did. I bought some plants. Yeah. Okay, I repotted some plants.
These are doable, and these are not things that would have come to mind for me, because it does always feel like I gotta go to
a date with your artist who is you. So you're saying, so like the day I potted plants, I repotted everything, but in that time I thought of like 10 new song ideas, and when I was done with my artist date, I went and fleshed them out.
See,
so you're just kind of creating
great.
Some space in your mind to have some artistic ideas, not that you're making art necessarily.
No, my last one, I went to Dave and Buster's at Hollywood and Highland.
Perfect.
By You're myself at 11 yourself. In the morning.
Wow.
It was great.
It
was great. Yeah.
I love Dave & Buster's.
Honestly, Dave & Buster's makes me feel good. I'm in. I will go again.
My favorite thing to do at Dave & Buster's is to go with a friend and they can merge your photos to see what your baby would look like.
Oh, I haven't done that.
Love doing that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I didn't know they could do that. Mm-hmm.
Incredible. Wow. John Hill.
John Hill, this has been such a great wellness check for all of us, I think. And we have learned that some of us aren't so well.
I'm also very unwell, which is why I do this shit. I need to do a morning page. Otherwise, I'm a crazy person, especially behind the wheel in LA.
That's when you really got to be careful. Well, happy holidays.
Thank you for having me on, y'all.
Thank you for being here.
And we'll see you on the pickleball court.
Yes. I'll see you on Squid Games.
That is our show. Please do give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Instagram at HomophiliaPod. Homophilia is a World of Wonder production, music by Ben Wise. Our executive producer is Renee Colvert. Our associate producer is Jess Walensky, and our audio engineer is Justin Mattson. Many thanks to Michael Pressman and everyone at World of Wonder.